I first planned my first Super Bowl Sunday concert totally by accident. I was new here at my position 13 years ago, and I wanted to do a recital, and I thought it would be nice if it was an annual event. And so I was looking for a date that was free of competing arts events. So I looked at the Kansas City Symphony calendar, I looked at the Lyric Opera calendar, I looked at the Kansas City Ballet calendar, I looked at the Reps calendar. And so I just made a chart of all of these dates, and basically I was making a list of dates to stay away from, and then I was looking for some weekend date that would be good to start this tradition of an annual organ recital here. And so I found one. And at that point, it was late in January, this date, and it was magically free from all competing arts events. So I took it. And so I started putting out advertisements and I designed posters, and everything was going fine until I got this phone call from my brother-in-law, who is the world's biggest sports fan. I think he still has two TVs with picture in a picture in each one, so he can watch four games at a time. And so he called me and he said, "Do you realize what you've done?" And I said, "No, what did I do, Steve?" And he said, "You've scheduled your recital on Super Bowl Sunday. Nobody is going to come. There isn't going to be a single person in the audience." And I said, "Well, I know my husband and my mother will come, so I'm going to do it anyway. The posters are already up. I can't rescind all of that. So I'm just going to do it. And if it's a colossal failure, it's 1 hour out of my life. It's fine." Well, that first Super Bowl Sunday recital, 350 people showed up. And so that told me that, like me, there are people who could fit in one more activity in Super Bowl Sunday so that we could do an organ recital in the afternoon and then go and enjoy the game and have both alternatives be open to us. So ever since then, I've had a Super Bowl Sunday recital in the afternoon, and then later on in the evening, I join family members and friends and we watch the game and everybody has a great time.